It's like a psulim. The korban, it should be mamish. Like a psulim hamikdashim v'yisol. Rashi says it means kino nafo by mum. Maybe it's also considered like a mum fell into the korban, and the korban should be posel. So in fact, you left it over too long. Talmud Leiman, this apostle says, no. V'yachal talafnei Hashem alakecha. Maisa degoncha. It says in the pasuk here of eating maisa dagon. So make a hekesh like this. Makesh b'chor l'maisa. Make a hekesh. Says korban b'chor to a maisa. Ma maisa. Just like by maisa. Even if you leave it over. Eina nifsa mishan lechaverotek. Leave it over from 1 year to another year. The maisa of this year, if you did not eat it this year, you're allowed to still eat it the next year. It does not become possible just the fact you leave over the maisa from 1 year to another year. And a nifsa mishan lechaverotek. Is after bechor the same thing? The korban bechor also ain't a nifsal mishon lechaverot does not become possible from 1 year to another year. So even though you left it over and you over the lav of bal tachar, but I call upon him, the korban does not become possible. So chura, what is ben azin in his posik for? We had to dig from over here. So Moshe says no itzra still need ben azin's posik because salkut there the chaminai would have thought to say hani mili bechor to lav bar hatzohu. Only maybe a korban of a bechor. What's the bechor? The firstborn zocher of the animal. So bechor doesn't come for any kapara. There's no hatsor involved. So since it's not coming for kapara, here I say, even though you left it over more than a year, still you could bring it. Avo kadishim debnei hatsoninu, but maybe a korban that's brought for kapara. There's supposed to be a ritzah for the bailim. Eime, maybe lelirtzu. Maybe if you wait too long and bring it more than a year after zman nidroi, maybe it's a psul mekorbin, kamash malon. That's what Benazin needs his pasuk. Even for a korbin that's coming for a kapara, still there's such a locha, it does not become possible just with an ichur of zman. Just the fact you leave it over and bring it later, that does not passel the korbin. Moris Tulis, the yakati still mehosam nafka, that the drosh that Benazin made, so the pasuk says, vahoya b'chochet. That in you it should be a chet. If you leave over your korban, you did a chet. And the deek is, v'loy b'korban chochet, but there's no psul in the korban. Shirash Hashim, ichroi eina nifsal. If you leave over your korban, even though you're over a lav, it does not make a psul in the korban. So we have this deek. So what is Ben Azai in his pasuk for? So it says, the Ben Azai, whomi boiler, this pasuk he needs for this. V'hoy b'chochet, v'loy b'yishte chochet. You'll have a chet, and not for your wife. Your wife will not have the chet in this if you mach a korbanim. Because otherwise, salkut that the chamin rabbi would have thought to say, ho yo v'yom reb loza, v'teim reb yechanon, since reb loza is of name of reb yechanon, ein ishto shalo de mesa, elim ke mevakshim emenu momen, v'yein loim, what's one of the reasons why your wife will die early? It's because people come to ask from the husband money that he owes them, and he doesn't give it to them, v'yein loim. Shnevan Apostik says, that if you don't have what to pay back people you owe, for that the Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away your mishkovcha, your bed, means Hashem takes away your wife. So if so, they would have thought to say, he would then if a husband does not bring his korban, if he made a neder to bring a korban this year, and he waited the whole year and did not bring it this year, maybe for this chet also it's a reason why his wife should die. Kamash v'lon, that's the chiddush you know. V'ho yebuchochet, that only you will have this chet for not bringing the korban. But here would not be considered a chet on your wife's part. Meaning that even though there's such a lock if you steal money or you owe somebody money and you do not pay back, sometimes Hashem takes away your wife because of that. But here for the fact that you did not bring a korban, that's not considered a chet on this your wife will not be mesa. Now it says, Acher, my mother says, B'machshavahu nifsol, V'yena nifsol b'shlishi. That a korban only becomes possible if you have a machshavah, but not if you just leave over the meat to the third day. Just the fact the korban, that the meat becomes nicer, that does not make up soul. That's what Acher says. For Rebbe Elezer, for the Gemara, Lo yichoshev mayovelei. What does he do with the pasuk of Lo yichoshev? Yes, what does Rebbe Elezer do with this pasuk of Lo yichoshev? The Mara Reb Leza La Yichoshev, what did he do with this? He learned this Zeresh Rosh from someplace else that it's talking about a psul of Machshov and not by Noiser. So what does he do with the Diyik from La Yichoshev? So Marin says, Mi Boyle, he needs it, Likud Reb Yanai. Yo Marebianai Mina Yin Lamach Shovis Shemoitsiyas Zumizu. How do I know that even though you have a machshavas pigel, you have a machshava teed from the meat tomorrow, but if you also have another machshava teed it chutzlim kaimai, because you have a machshava by a korban chatas to make a shinu kodesh to make shlo lishmo, that also passes the korban. How do we know that machshava takes away from the machshava pigel, that it would not be chal pigel in the korban anymore? Minayin la machshava shemaytziyah zumizu. Shneim the pasuk says lo yichoshev, meaning lo yarav boi machshavis. You cannot mix up two different machshavis. If you want it to be chal absolut pigul, pigul like we had before is only if everything was done kosher in the carbon. And the only thing wrong is the carbon only is the fact that you have a machshavis pigul, but no other bid machshava. If you have any other bid machshava, not the shaf psul, then there wouldn't be any psul, there would not be pigul. That is lo yichoshev, meaning lo yarav, do not mix in any other machshavis. For Rav Mori Masni Omer Rav Yanai, Rav Mori learns it like this. You don't know the name of Rav Yanai, that mina yin lemechashiv bekodeshim shuleika. How do I know if a kohen, whoever does the avoda, has this machshava psul the shasi during the davar avodas? How do I know lemechashiv bekodeshim shuleika that he gets malchus for this lav? Talmud Lamed, the pasuk says lo yichashiv. So the kids, this is the lav to say that he gets malchus, he receives malchus. If he has this, Rashi says lo yichoshev korebe lo yachshiv la'az lekano makach. It's a nazara for the kanim not to have this bad machshava. Oh, malei Rav Ashi Rav Mori lav shein by maisu luchur. Why should he get malchus? The kohen has a wrong machshava. He thinks b'shas the dollar avodis to make an achila tomorrow. Luchur, it's only a machshava. It's a lav shein by maisu, and the klal always is the chol lav shein by maisu and like it all of. So winters oh, malei. Or Malay Reb Yudi goes according to Reb Yuda. The Yom that it says Lav Shem B'Maisi Leikin Alav. Yes, according to Reb Yudi Shita, or Lav Shem B'Maisi is Leikin Alav. So really, just the question here: why is it called the Lav Shem B'Maisi? The Chur is Lav Sheish B'Maisi. Peshas, you're doing the Avoda. Peshas, you're making the Kabbalah. You have the wrong Machshava. The Chur is called an Avera with the Maisa. You see from here now that the Maisa, the Avoda itself, is an Avodik Sheira. The avoider, the Kabbalah, the Zrik you're doing, that's a good avoider. The only psul that's here, the only lav, is only the machshava. Since there's only the machshava alone, that would not make, that's not called a maisa. That's called a lav shein ba maisa. Therefore we say a lav shein ba maisa, the klal is usually ain't like in a love. There it goes, according to the view that holds, like in a love. Now the Mishnah says, these are the klalim about again the machshava sefigol. Zeh haklal, this is the general rule. That kol ha-sheichet, anybody that makes the shechita on the korban, or else v'yamakam, whoever makes the avoidus kabbalah, kohen that makes the kabbalah, v'yamahalach, a kohen that brings the dam closer towards the mizbeach, v'yahazorik, or else a kohen that's making this rikas adam. So if he has a machshava now, b'shas, one of these dalar avoidus, lechol dover shadaka lechol, he has in mind to eat something, that he's supposed to eat. Part of the meat that you're supposed to eat, or else lahakte dover shadak lahakte. He has in mind to burn part of the yemurim, something that's supposed to be burnt, and he has in mind to do this chutzlim koymoi, not in the right place. That's the chutz outside the azoro. Thus, by kochim kalim, he has in mind to eat it outside Yerushalayim. So, apostle, it makes a psul in the korbin, but v'yain bekoros, there's no chi of koros like we had before. And this again was a diuk of the sefer. This mishnah. As mashed only on the dover shadakal echol, or on the dover shadakal haktir. What about you have the machshava chutzlis manoi? You have a mind to do it the wrong time, not to do it the wrong place, but you have a mind to do it the wrong day. Then pigul, then it becomes pigul. The chayav amol of koros, then you chayav koros. If you eat from the korbin, from the meat, then you chayav koros. That's called the machshavas pigul. Obuvad, but providing. Sheyikrov hamate kimitzvasoi, like all the dalar avodis had to be done the right way. They all had to be done kimitzvasa, the right mitzvah. And again, the only thing that was done wrong was only the machshavas pigul, nothing else. Now, keitzad korov hamate kimitzvasoi, what's called a good case? What's called the case that the matir, the dalar avodis that amate the korvin was done the right way? That means shochad pishtika. let's say b'shas shchita, he kept quiet. Kibo v'hilach v'zorach chutzlazmanai. And then b'shas the kabbalah, so b'shas the avoid of kabbalah, or hilach, or else zrika, the kohen had a mind that is going to eat something the wrong time, or else oish shochat chutzlazmanai. B'shas shchita they had in mind to eat something the wrong time. And then kibo v'hilach v'zorach v'shtika. The other three avoidus he did quietly. That's also considered a machshavas pigol, since the only thing that was done wrong was only a machshavas eat it the wrong time. Or else sheshochat v'kibul v'hilach v'zorak chuslasmanai. Even if he had this machshavas during all these three avoidus, but since the only thing that he had wrong was this machshavas to eat something at the wrong time, zeu shekorov amatek mitzvosoi. This is considered that all the dalet avodas were done the right way, because the only thing that was wrong was the machsheva of pigul. To eat it, shaloi bezmanoi, that makes pigul that now if somebody eats from the meat of this korban, will be chayav koros. Ketzad, what's called the case? Ketzad loy korov hamatik mitzvosoi, what's called the case that you did not bring the matir, the dalet avodas, the right way? Meaning if you have another psul, another machsheva, that means shochat chutzlim koinoi. Pesha'ashchit you had in mind, you can eat something the wrong place. So that's a psul machshava, but it does not make pigul. Then kibo v'hilach v'zorach chutzlazmanai. The rest of the three avoidus, the kohen had in mind to eat something at the wrong time. This does not make pigul anymore, because not only is there a psul pigul, there's also a psul chutzlim koinoi. That's not called korv hamatik mitzvosai, meaning without the psul of pigul, there's something else wrong here also. Or your else sheshochat chutzlazmanai, that he made a shchita with a machshava chutzlazmanai, taket eat something the wrong time. But kibo v'hilach v'zor chutzlim kaimai, when he did the other three avodis, he had in mind to eat something the wrong place. So again, there's another psul machshava besides the psul of tigul. Therefore, it's not called korv hamatik mitzvosai. You would not be chayit chorus if you eat from the meat. Or your else sheshochat, you made the shchita kibo v'hilach v'zorach chutzlim kaimai. You only had this machshava to eat something in the wrong place. So this machshava does not make pigul, it only makes a psul in the korban. Now another case would be ha pesach v'yachatis. The shas you bring in a korban pesach or a korban chatis will be sheshochton shlo lishmon. The shah shchita they have in mind the shemun of the korban, which this machshava passes the korban, and then kibo v'hilach v'zorach chutzlazmanai. The other three avoidus the kohen did with the machshava to eat from the meat at the wrong time. Again, it does not become pigul because he had another machshava psula, the machshava shloi lishmon, or else oisha shochat chutzlazmanai. The shah shchita he had in mind to make an achila the wrong time, but kibo v'hilach v'zorach shlo lishmon, b'shach the other three avoidus, even one of them, he had a machshava to bring the korban l'shem, another korban, so something else passes the korban, again there's no pigul. Or sheshochat kibo v'hilach v'zorach shlo lishmon, but he did all the avoidus with the machshava shlo lishmon, zeh v'shla korv amatik mitzvosoi. This is the case that the korban was not brought rightly with the dalet avoidus, the matirim were not brought the right way, negate Hilchas Pigul, because again Hilchas Pigul is that the only thing that was done wrong was only a Machshavas Pigul, but if something else was done wrong, another Machshava that's not sitting Korv HaMatik HaMitzvosai, and then it does not become Pigul. Then the Mishnah continues on, what's going to be Lecho Kezayis Bachutz? He has in mind Bishasi doing one of the Dalar Avoidis teeth the Kezayis of meat Bachutz, which means chutzlim kaimai, or kezayis l'mochri. He also has in mind tidi kezayis of the meat tomorrow. This is also not called korv amatik mitzvosai, because there's another psul machshava, not only chutzlim zmanai, but also chutzlim kaimai. What about if he has in mind kezayis l'mochor, or kezayis bachutz? Also the same thing. Kechatzi zayis bachutz, the kechatzi zayis l'mochor. He has in mind tidi chatzi kezayis outside the wrong place. And the chatzi zayis eated tomorrow. So true, together we had before the mitzvah of the two machshavas, but it does not make pigul because you have another machshav here mixed in. What's going to be kachatzi zayis l'mochor, kachatzi zayis bachutz? He has in mind tida half of the zayas of meat tomorrow, which that would be a machshavas pigul. But he also has in mind kechati zayas pachutz tida half of the zayas chutzlim kaimai. So in all these cases, the locha is possible. True, it's a machshavas psul here. You make a psul in the korbin, but again, the locha is v'yein by korus. There's no chiyuv korus. You do not make pigul here, since there's another machshavah involved. It's not only the machshava chutzlas manoi. Therefore, you're not chayiv koros. It's not complete pigol chal in the korban. All right, a turnover. Now, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, "Zeh klal. This is the klal. E machshavas hazman kodmo lo machshavas hamakom." Rabbi Yehuda argues and says like this: even though you have two machshavas. But if the first machshavah, the b'shas shchita, you had in mind to eat from the meat, chutz lizmanoi, the wrong time, that machshavah came first. And then later, b'shas rika, the kohen had in mind to eat from the meat, the wrong place. So since the machshavah sazman, the machshavah's pigul came first, the machshavah samokam, from the second machshavah, chutz lizmanoi, pigul. He holds the gold boss for your first machshavah, even though there's a second machshavah here. That would be called tigum, and therefore v'chayav malo korus, v'chayav korus. V'yim machshava samakim kod malo machshava sazman, but if the machshava of first b'sha shchita, or the first machshava wrong, was teeth from the meat, the wrong place, so it's chal already, psul in the korban, and then you had in mind teeth from it, the wrong time, then it's only possible v'yim by korus. That's Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush. V'chacham marm nechom say no, Zev is the apostle in both of these two cases. Since Lamaisi you had another machshav here, it's only possible. And the yain by chorus, there's no chiyat chorus, it's not called tigul. It's not considered korav hamate kimitzvasa. What's going to be if you had in mind, lecho kechatzi zayis, or lahate kechatzi zayis, kosher. Let's say bishas, one of the dalar avoidis, the kohen had in mind to be makter rehef of the kezayis, and to eat half of the kezayis, either chutz bezman or chutz b'mkayim or kosher, the chlal, the korban is not possible. Why? Shein achilu v'yaktor mitzarfin. These two machshavas you can't put together. You can't put a machshava that you plan to eat and you plan to burn. You can't put these two machshavas together. One's an achilus odom, one's an achilus mizbeach. So if you only have in mind to eat half of the kezayis tomorrow, that does not make pigul, even though you also had in mind to burn the emurim tomorrow. But since you also only had in mind to burn a chatzik azayis, each machshava by itself is not possible. Together they do not come together. You cannot be mitzarif and achila. These two achilas cannot be put together. Now the Gemara says, Omar Ilfilfa says, machloikis pishtay avoidis. The machloikis is only by two avoidis. Avo be avoidach as divri hakol irov machshava sevi. The machloikis, Rashi says, Pishtei avoidis means the odd tani seifa, kizayis lamochor, kizayis bachutz, the polygraph yudolo. That's what the Yudi says, if the first machshava was chutzlas manoi, and then the second machshava was chutzlim koimoi, that's still its pigul, that's only pishtei avoidis. That's what we're talking about. Machloikis pishtei avoidis, where one machshava was bishas shchita, and the second machshava was bishas haylocho. Avo be avoidachas, but if joined the same avoida, b'shas shchita, b'shas kabbalah, join the same avoida. You have these two machshavas. Everybody, even Rabbi Yehuda, would agree. Irav machshavas hevi. These two machshavas are mixed together, and therefore will not become pigul. You cannot say like first it was chala machshavas pigul. No, there's no pigul by itself. Right away, you had two machshavas together. So when does Rabbi Yehuda say, if first you thought chutzlas mani is chal pigul, if during the first avoida, the avoida by itself, that's the only machshava you have. And then later, b'shas a different avoida, you thought chutzlim koimoi. Then Rabbi Yehuda says, since it's already chal, the psul tigul, it doesn't go off. But if during the same avoida you had these two machshavas, it's not chal tigul. But Rabbi Yechanan says no, af the avoida achas machloikis. Even during the same one avoida, still Rabbi Yehuda would hold. Let's say b'shas kabbalah. If at the beginning of the kabbalah, the kohen thought to eat the meat tomorrow, so then it's chal pigul. Even though at the end of the Kabbalah you also think teeth from the meat, the wrong place, it's already chal pigul, and pigul does not go off. That's what Rabbi Yechon holds. Tzumar says, Bishleim, it's very good, Lilfa, according to Lilfa, me the Reisha, Bishleim Avoidus. Since the Reisha is talking about two Avoidus, it's safe, and Nami Bishleim Avoidus. The Seif is also talking about two Avoidus. The Reisha that says that cloud, the whole beginning of the Mishnah, was talking about two different Avoidus. So the Seif also. Elul Rabbi Yochanan, Reisha Bishleim Avoidus. The Seif will be Avoidus Acha. Like, is the Reisha talking about two Avoidus? And the Seif all of a sudden was talking about one Avoidus, some Mustafa like that. Tomorrow says, in yes, it could be like that.